Oh, bugger, Jalal muttered. They're clan creatures, it won't be alone. He started to scan around. It was hopeless in the rain, even infrared was washed out. The soldier caste Tavraska was about as big as a horse, although the legs weren't as long. Its head, too, was faintly equine, tilted back at a shallow angle at the end of a thick, muscular neck. There were no visible ears or nostrils. The mouth had a complex double-lip arrangement resembling overlapping clamshells. The sienna hide, which Kelly had thought solid like an exoskeleton, was actually scaled, with a short-cropped, chestnut-brown mane running along its entire spine. Two arms extended from behind the base of its neck, ending in nine-fingered circular hands. A pair of slender antennae also protruded from its shoulder joints, swept back along the length of its body. Although it had strong animal appearance, it was holding a very modern-looking rifle. A broad harness-like belt hung round its neck, with grenades and power magazines clipped on. It held out a processor block and a slim AV projection pillar telescoped out. "Turn your vehicles around," a synthetic voice clanged through the rain. "Humans are no longer permitted here." "We need somewhere to shelter for the night," Razor explained. "We can't go back north. You must have seen the red cloud." "No humans." "Why not? We must have somewhere to stay. Tell me why." "Humans have become..." The block gave a melodic cheep. "No direct translation available. Similarity to... elemental. Kostuk RT has suffered damage. Merchant space plane has been stolen. Breeders and other castes have been killed by a mock humans. You are not permitted entry." "I know about the disturbances in the human villages. I have been sent by the Lalon Development Corporation to try and restore order." "Then do that. Go to your own race's villages and bring order." "We have tried, but the situation was beyond our capability to resolve. There has been a major invasion of an unknown origin." He just couldn't bring himself to say possession. The processor block was quiet. He guessed he was talking to a breeder. The Solga caste were only marginally sentient. Not that he'd like to go up against one. "I would like to discuss what can be done to protect you from further attack. My team are combat-trained and well-equipped. We should be able to augment whatever defenses you have." "Acceptable. You may enter Kwastuk RT by yourself to view the situation. If you believe you are able to increase our defenses, your team will be allowed to enter and stay." "Razor," Kelly datavised, "ask if I can come with you, please." "I will need to bring two others to assist the area around Kwastuk RT with any degree of accuracy before nightfall," he said out loud, then datavised. "That makes us quits now." "Absolutely," she replied. "Two only," the synthetic voice agreed. "None may carry weapons. Our soldiers will provide protection." "As you wish." He turned and walked back to the first hovercraft, feet sinking up to his ankles in slimy puddles. The processor block AV projection pillar began to emit the reverberative whistles and hoots which were the Tarascan speech. Answering calls shrilled through the air, causing the mercenaries to up their sensor resolution to the maximum in a vain attempt to locate the other soldier castes. "Ariadne, you come with me and Kelly," Razor said. "I'll need someone who can review the area properly. The rest of you wait here. We'll try and get back before dusk. I'll leave Fenton and Ryle on picket duty for you." Two seemingly tireless soldiers ran alongside the hovercraft all the way to the village, antennae whipping back and forth. They were tail analogues, helping with balance, according to Kelly's didactic memory. Kelly wasn't sure whom they were supposed to be protecting. The guns still appeared incongruous. For creatures that had evolved during the pre-technology tribal era, to fight the Tyrascan version of rough and tumble against enemy tribe soldiers, bows and arrows would be more suited. When she reviewed the entire didactic memory, she found that the breeders, the only fully sentient Tyrasca, secreted what amounted to chemical control programs in specialist teats. A breeder would think out a sequence of orders, which plants were edible, how to operate a specific power tool. that would be edited into a chain of molecules by the teat gland. Once instructions were loaded in the brain of a vassal caste species, there were six types, they could be activated by a simple verbal command whenever required.